Okay, anytime.
Hi, John. We're back with
Lynn.
Our program. John, my producer. I'm inviting him back on my program as I can talk to him, representing my audience.
And I'm a good listener, right?
Yes, you are.
All right.
You answer my questions every time.
That's good. You see?
What I want to talk today about, John, is our website for this program.
Yes.
You know there's a website for this program?
I didn't know there was a website. No, of well, course I did. I'm your producer.
You have to visit it. It's got archived programs.
Mm-hmm. And pictures.
And pictures. And I've had a lot of people at my church comment that they're very interested. They love the website, mm-hmm. and I have to add some pictures to it. What I've got on that website, hisability.com, is some pictures of my wedding, things that have highlighted these programs.
Right.
And I love the archived programs because we're on every Sunday at 2:00 for 15 minutes. And these programs are so good, John. I love to share them with people, but because, not everybody can make it right there at 2:00. So I'm drawing them to the website. Mm-hmm. It looks like about 20 programs already since we started.
Wow, has it been 20 already?
Yeah.
That's a long
That's
time.
That's what it seems. I'm going to go through and mention every one of them so that we can let our listeners know what they can listen to when they visit hisability.com. There's also on hisability.com, there's a link to my business website, which is a Udalay Home Care Plus. And you can go there and find out more mm-hmm. about my my company and what we do. Mm-hmm. If you need home health care, you'll find us there, be able to contact us. And also, we want some emails at life@hisability.com. And we welcome your emails and comments and questions.
Do you get a lot of emails?
Well, so far we're low on the emails.
Are you? Someone's supposed to send into you in their email? The gist of it?
If you've run across this program at all, and you visited the website, mm-hmm. like to know what you think about it. Like to know if you're handicapped or if you're a caregiver and you what you're getting out of the show. Mm-hmm. If you have questions, if you've been healed of anything, we do have several testimonies on the website about healing, plus mine, mine is in progress, and I'm going to talk about those right now.
Great.
Okay. Our first program was introducing our actual Udalay Home Care Plus company. And talking about what we do there. Our next program was with my husband, Mark, and it talks about how people who are able-bodied feel when they start meeting disabled people, because there's a lot of anxiety involved. Mm. And for many people, it's it's a nervous situation.
Oh, yeah.
And that was very interesting. Mark,
that was a good one.
Yeah, I liked
that one.
Mark also was on with me about how he first met me, mm-hmm. and how was to date a quadriplegic, and that was interesting. He's very open and candid about his feelings and a very sweet person.
Yeah.
So
he's a nice guy.
He is. And so if you want to know what it's like to go out with a handicapped person, how we met and fell in love and led to our wedding and everything. You can go look for that on hisability.com. We also have a program on, well, actually, I read what I wrote about. God gave me this. I kind of wrote down a synopsis of how it was when I was looking for I wasn't looking for a husband, but I kind of told God if he was going to give me a husband, what I needed to have. And it's called He Must. And I kind of, it's actually on the website. I uploaded it and you can read that there. And I also read it on the air. You can hear about it. He Must is not a poem, but it's kind of a, it's almost a poem, mm-hmm. but it doesn't rhyme. And it's about what I felt like when I got divorced and how I wanted got either to just, you know, leave me single, or if I was going to be remarried, that I would meet a certain person. And he had to be all these different things, or I couldn't deal with another relationship.
Yeah.
You know, and God brought me Mark. And
it's
and
wonderful.
He brought me more than I could have hoped for.
Lynn, did you know that all poems don't rhyme? So you could have yourself an authentic okay. poem there on your hands.
You think?
I think so.
Well, thanks.
All right.
I didn't know what to call it. It was a short story or something. That's good. Then we had a couple of programs where my girlfriend Tracy had met me for the first time and how she felt. And that was... also, she had become a caregiver, and then she had gone into business with me. And we also had a program about Tracy's handicapped sister-in-law, who is in El Salvador. And she's quadriplegic like myself, and how what life is like for her, and how Tracy was able to help her because she had learned how to help me. And she'd visits over there. We also had... my coworker Sherry, who came on, and she talked about how she had been healed of cancer. Remember that one?
Yes, that was a great story. Yeah. I shouldn't say great story. It was encouraging, enlightening.
It was
enlightenment.
It was.
She's got an interesting story.
That was truly miraculous. She was healed of cancer. She wasn't supposed to live more than a couple years, and then she not only was healed, but she was able to give birth to twins.
Wow.
And they just graduated. Ryan and Mallory just graduated, and you can hear that story on hisability.com under Sherry being healed of cancer. We also have Sherry and I talking about UDLA policies and procedures. She's my client care liaison, and we interviewed her on how she presents our company to people. So you can hear her talk about that as if you're having a little meeting with our company.
That's a nice way of putting it.
And my daughter came on the program. Remember that?
Oh, yes. That was right before her marriage, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes. She's always interesting to have on. We talked about how it was, I have five children. I had five children after my accident and during my first marriage. And Bethany was on, and she talked about having a handicapped mom mm-hmm. and how it was having a mom in a wheelchair, and how God just gave us the grace to go through that, and where she really didn't even feel that she mm-hmm. had a handicapped mom. And that was wonderful news to talk about.
My favorite part of that show was when they tried to tickle your feet all the time. They were trying to trick you, trying to
find out if that was really paralyzed.
It's so fun.
Just little things. And they play in my wheelchair and, try to pretend. Oh, I didn't realize until this year that they used to pretend they were handicapped.
Yeah, they play handicapped.
Put mittens on their hands because to try to see what it's like to be paralyzed. That's the life of children with a handicapped mother. And one of them was the caregiver.
Yep.
And, yeah. Okay. Bethany also had been on about another part of her growing up where people asked about her mom, and she's, you know, how she dealt with that too. Mm-hmm. And that there was, to her mom was normal. And so when people would say, well, what's wrong with your mom? Yeah. She'd kind of get shocked, like, oh yeah. And then she had her little story memorized. And she said people, you know, tend to try to feel sorry for her, but she quickly, redirected their attention to that there's nothing to feel sorry for. And she's so successful. I'm so proud of her. She's becoming an RN. She's been one of my caregivers. She's just got married, and she's just had no negative repercussions from my being handicapped whatsoever.
See, that's great.
It's actually added to her life, so praise God.
Yes.
And then we had Donna, who has... she's actually recovering from MS. She has muscular sclerosis, and she's on a healing journey like myself. And we had her on. She spoke several times So all the ones that you see that have Donna on there, you want to click on those, and you can hear about all of her experience and what why she believes she's going to be healed and why she's being healed. I know that she started off after an accident where it catalysted her to, like, she had MS, but it made it worse. You know, when you have an accident, it kind of, it makes it come to the surface and start, you know, if you had it in a little way, instead of, it progresses it quicker. Yeah. And then she's been believing God for a miracle, and she believes that she's being healed, and she actually is walking now. And John, when she came in here, she had a cane. She's not using a cane
anymore. No more cane.
No, and she says she's going to be riding her bike and driving by the summer.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
What a great testimony there.
It's God is in the healing ministry. So
yes, he is.
We're watching that happen. And we had how it is with our family dealing with caregivers. My husband was on, Mark, and he how inspirational he has been to me because, you know, having somebody in the house all the time can be, you know, you have to know how to deal with that.
Right.
It's you need the help, you want the help, but having somebody there all the time, it's not part of the family, is, you know, is kind of something to
stressful.
It could be, you know, you have to have the right attitude. And so we have a program about that and how we deal with that and how it works out for us. And the aid. So we use that to coach our caregivers as well when they have any problems with how to be in the home with somebody, we can coach them that way. We have Bethany and myself talking about handicapped pet peeves. I think that's my favorite program. She and I talked about all the different things that have happened over the years, and we just laugh about it. It sounds sad, but you know, you go places and they think they're handicapped, and there's a step up, and you know it. And we just have to how we've been dealing with those things over the years. And actually, what I noticed in that one was how many things I've done. You know, when I was at my son's hockey game, and when I was at a restaurant, and when I went to, you know, take my kids to a carnival, and all these different things. I'm like, well, that was pretty good too. Talking about all the things that I'm doing, you know, because a lot of handicapped people don't get out. So,
yes, they don't.
So we want to draw them to listen to all that too. We have many more stories, and we're going to continue. And I had Joetta. The last one I had was Joetta, and she has been brought back into my life. She had a spinal cord injury, and she's recovered and she's walking. And you know,
amazing.
John, I
can't believe it.
I just can't. It is. It's almost incredible. And
it really is.
She's a spinal cord injured person. She was so atrophied, the doctors said she was not going to walk. They don't understand. In fact, they don't understand why she's walking, and they told her they don't know if it'll continue. That's how confused they are. Well, we see that you're walking, but we don't know if you're
continue.
They don't know. We can't guarantee that you're going to keep walking because we don't know why you're walking right now.
I'll tell you, those doctors.
Doctors are not the blessings that you're looking for sometimes.
And I have a doctor in my family too.
Yeah, well, you know, there's good ones and there's the ones that just won't believe.
Yeah,
so.
There's some that believe. So those are the good ones.
Yes, yes. And I have many more testimonies to share. And I just ask everybody to come visit us on hisability.com and write to us, life@hisability.com. And thanks for joining me, John.
Thank you for having me.
Oh,
this has been a great show.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
Okay.